Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. Well, our nation is still being impacted by the revival in Asbury, Kentucky, and though it is changing form, I believe God is continuing to use this outpouring of His Spirit to impact the world. In my little city of Kalamazoo alone, there are still prayer meetings going on in many churches. My husband and I both feel like we were drenched in an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that has saturated us and changed us. It felt like we walked into a rain cloud of heaven and we didn't want to leave. It wasn't a purely emotional experience. We simply felt a deeper awareness of the Lord's presence with us and in us than we had ever experienced. Our love for Christ was strengthened, and our hunger for His Word and thirst for His Spirit are ever increasing. We both had a greater sense of urgency to pray and worship with others. And the most beautiful part is that we're not striving to make this happen. God's Spirit within us is moving. To us, this feels like the way the church was described in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, says, "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." The disciples were gathered in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost because Jesus had told them not to leave the city until the Holy Spirit had come. Without waiting to be filled with the Spirit, the apostles' lives would not have been the same. Only by the Spirit could Peter, who had just denied Jesus, be empowered to preach and convert thousands to Christ with just one sermon. Only by the Spirit were people healed in His shadow. Only by the Spirit could Paul raise the dead. Only by the Spirit could John hear the Word of God that became the book of Revelation. Only by the Spirit could all the apostles lay down their lives, literally, for the gospel of Christ. So why do we think we can do anything without the Spirit of God? Perhaps you're thinking, well, we can't live in that same outpouring of the Spirit the apostles did. Maybe not. But I believe we're meant to live our lives by the power of the Spirit rather than in our own strength. And I don't know about you, but so often I settle for less. I don't wait for the Spirit. Friends, we need to be filled with the Spirit of God. We can't live life to the full without Him directing us, filling us, comforting us, and empowering us. As Paul said in Ephesians 5:18, "Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit." We are responsible to steward the health of our own souls. We're made to be full, whole, living out of the overflow of God's loving presence. Then, as our soul's thirst is quenched, we have something to give our neighbors who don't know Him. By God's Spirit, we have the power to overcome sin and addiction. By His Spirit, we have love for the unlovely. By His Spirit, we have grace to forgive those who have wronged us. So how do we stay filled with the Spirit? I believe this comes by doing as the apostles did, waiting on the Lord. For me, time is my most costly commodity, but as I prioritize time with the Lord every day, seeking Him through His Word, through prayer, and through worship, He blesses the rest of my day with the joy of His presence and no striving in my work as I allow Him to direct my steps. We don't need to wait for a one-time revival event to have more of God's Spirit. All we have to do is take time to seek the Lord. Luke 11:13 says, "If you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" Will you with me ask the Lord to help us prioritize our time with God above all else, not moving until we have more of Him? Let's pray. Father, thank You that You have not called us to live empty, impoverished lives, just struggling to get by. You've called us to live full of Your Holy Spirit, listening to Your voice, and obeying your word by the power of your Spirit. I pray right now for everyone who hears the sound of my voice to thirst for your Spirit, to wait upon you, to seek you, to ask for more of you, and to be filled with you more and more every day until we see you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. Take time today to seek the Lord through his word, through prayer, and through worship. Be filled with the Spirit. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.